Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. I'm your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. With me this week, you guys, is our friend and colleague, Dr. Robert Silver. Dr. Silver, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Adam, for having me. This is great.
This is fantastic. So to our listeners and to those that may have not listened to our previous podcast, Dr. Silver has partnered with us for a webinar series, you guys. So we're going to be doing six live webinars, interactive. So we need you to attend and join in on the conversation. And Dr. Silver has two great conversations that are going to be coming up on cannabis. And we're going to chat a little bit about that. So tell us a little bit about the next two webinars that you have here with DVM 360 and RX Vitamins.
Okay, well, I've been giving talks on cannabis really since 2014, rather. We were one of the first adopters of cannabis and first company, RX Vitamins, to have products in that. So I've gained a lot of hands-on experience with it and hands-on experience getting feedback from veterinarians over these last 5 years. We've distributed nearly 400,000 bottles of our hemp RX into the hands of veterinarians and thence into the hands of the pet-owning public. So the first webinar, I wanted to review the many studies that we now have regarding, certainly not enough, but still we've got a lot more than I have been detailing in prior webinars last year. There's new studies, there's new information from those studies. And so the title of this first webinar is Veterinary CBD, What Does the Evidence Say? And this will be a review of the studies. And I think this will be really great to be able to distill from the studies the information that we need to use these products clinically successfully and safely.
I like that you said that because sometimes you hear veterinarians that might be saying, oh, there's no studies on CBD. There aren't any studies on CBD. So here you're going to help set the record straight a little bit that there are and give us some examples of that.
There are good studies. You know, I think there could be better studies, and I'm embarking on one myself that I'm trying to add some elements to it that I'm not seeing in some of the published studies. But I think the studies such as they are good enough to give us the guidance that we need for the use of these novel molecules coming from this plant.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're going to have Dr. Gary Richter on from Oakland, California on the RX Vitamins podcast that you have following up the live talk that we're going to have, correct?
Well, exactly. And this is what I'm trying to do with this RX podcast series is to bring in experts on topics I'm speaking on to maybe give a different perspective, maybe some conflicting views, maybe more in depth. You know, I'm certainly not the only expert out there. And I think it takes a village to educate a veterinarian, doesn't it?
Right. It really does. It takes a village to implement change. So I can imagine.
And I'm inviting Gary Richter. I've known Gary for many, many years. He practices in Oakland, California, which really has been the epicenter of medical marijuana. And he has a lot of hands-on experience of clients coming in on hemp products and on medical marijuana products. And he has been instrumental in California in passing bills that are allowing veterinarians more ability to feel they're part of the legislation when it comes to explaining and recommending, or at least not recommending is a buzzword, but explaining the value or the risks involved with cannabis, both hemp-based and medical marijuana-based. And he's recently formed a society, the Veterinary Cannabis Society, for veterinarians and other like-minded people. And he will also talk about what the value is of joining that society on this podcast.
And you just mentioned several words. So you talk about hemp, you're talking about medical marijuana. You're going to cover some basic terminology to make sure that we're all on the same page, right?
I will, absolutely, because it's a very important distinction to make, even though it's the same plant, because they have a different genetic capability of outputting more of the THC, which is still in every state of the union, considered to be at the federal level a Schedule One. In states that have legal, so we'll go into that, states with legal medical, with legal adult use, it's a different legal perspective, but each veterinarian still has to operate based on federal standards. And we have to be aware that THC is a Schedule One, and we need to be careful about how we talk about that.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, certain products, as we know, and you're going to talk about too, you're going to talk about third party analysis and all those things that come along the way.
In the second webinar, Adam, that's where, you know, the first webinar will really dig down on the studies and try to distill from that the clinical gems that we need to get. But the second one, I'm calling it, let me see, my exact title is Practicum, Veterinary CBD Applications, Product Selection Using Laboratory Analyses, Cases, and Realistic Dosing Strategies. And so I'm going to go over how to read a C of A. I'm going to talk about different products that are out there and what we know about the different administration modes in terms of the best absorption based on the type of product that's there. Talk about some safety studies and talk about some efficacy studies. And from that, you know, I'm going to present a couple of cases, one of a successful use, one of a not so successful use. I think it's not always good to show the positive things. You need to see where people make mistakes, sure. You know, yeah. And then I'm going to talk about the dosing strategies, because even though the studies have been supporting higher dosage ranges in those 300,000 to 400,000 bottles that we've distributed into the hands of veterinarians, they've been successful with much lower dosing strategies. And so I'm in the process right now of designing and implementing a study using our product at a lower dosage range to show efficacy at that lower dosage range.
Wow, interesting. That's really interesting.
Plus, I will talk about the distinction between what's called full spectrum and broad spectrum hemp.
Oh, yeah.
And broad spectrum hemp doesn't have the THC, or just has a whisper of it, but has everything else. So you still get the entourage effect. Many people feel that when you take the THC out, it loses its efficacy. But I have not seen that in terms of the anecdotal reports of these, you know, many, many thousands of veterinarians that have been using our product. But it has not been proved in an unbiased, objective way. I need to do that to support that this product works, to support what we already know, you know?
Right. I love that you're going to talk about dosing, because that's such a big question that I get in practice all the time about dosing and bioavailability. So I really look forward to that conversation right there. Yeah. So you guys, the listeners out there, so we already had our first talk on introduction to nutraceuticals. So this is part two and part three of a 6-part series with Dr. Silver that's going to be housed on DVM360, but they are going to be live. So our dates for the live ones are with part one and part two on cannabis are going to be October 14th and November 11th, you guys. So be on the lookout for that. Make sure you sign up. We would love to have your interaction and your questions and answers with Dr. Silver. Now's the time to do it, more so than ever. So we're ready, Dr. Silver.
Well, let's rock and roll.
Yes, we got this. So if you guys are interested and want more information on Dr. Silver and RX Vitamins, you can head right on over to rxvitamins.com. They have an incredible portfolio of products that we're going to delve into further as we go into the additional live webinars that we'll have with Dr. Silver. So lots of great content, you guys. Thank you so much, Dr. Silver.
Thank you, Adam, for your time. I'm looking forward to this whole six webinar series. It should be excellent.
Yes, it is going to be excellent. It's really engaging. So thank you so much. And thank you, everybody. Remember, always stay possum. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.